Let me go two more real quick.
I just had to stop and start the recording.
You good?
Go, sir.
Okay, let me keep going then. Number seven. Check this out. Number seven. Number seven is it does not seek its own. Love does not plot or manipulate to find its own happiness or its own love. It doesn't prop that up there. Man, I touched on this a couple of weeks ago. You don't give a gift in order just to get a gift back. You don't do that. You don't show kindness to somebody just to get kindness back. You just love. You just care for somebody. You just help somebody. You don't do it to seek its own. Love doesn't work its way out. This happens so often in young marriages to where that, and I've used this example already, used it a little bit earlier when someone says, I show him love all the time and he never shows me love back. Hey, that's just the way that is. If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, do it because you love him and add compassion to it. Have sincerity to it instead of knowing, I know that he's not going to show me nothing. I know that she's not ever going to say anything back. That's just the way it is. I'm going to give it to her anyway. You're not going to get anything back. Love doesn't work that way. Love works when you really begin to show true love. Love is not provoking. It does not fly into a rage, but keeps the temper under its self-control. You cannot tell me that you lose your self-control, you fall into anger all the time, you're always mad, you just voice your opinion, you just shout it out, whatever's on the top of your head, whatever word comes to your mind first, you just declare it, and then you want to back up and say, no, but I really love them. No, you don't. There's no love in that. You know, people right here, they go, Pastor, come on, what are you saying that I can't voice my own opinion? Yes, you can voice your own opinion in love. Can you find a way to say it in love? Can you find a way to be careful? Can you find a way to be nice and to be gentle? There's a lot of times, even especially as a pastor, I bite my lip, bite my tongue, and get back in my truck and bite my thumb. But you just go, because you want to say something. But no, you got to have love. You have to. You go, Pastor, that just doesn't sound fair. Fair has nothing to do with love. It's not going to be fair all the time. It's love, and that love is what makes the difference. Love thinks no evil. And Paul means by this, plotting and designing out. This is number nine. Paul is thinking, you know, if you're always plotting how to get even with somebody, plotting how to get back at somebody, plotting to do this. This is one of the illustrations that come up to me, and I just find it so hard. I'm going to deal with it a little bit more a little bit later, but it falls under this category right here too. When someone in the church hurts you or offends you, and all you can do is make your prayer sounds like this now, Lord, I love them, but if you would just cause them to fall a little bit and suffer some of the pain that I've been through, that would make me feel so much better. Where's love at in that? And first of all, God's not going to answer that prayer. It's not going to happen. When you begin to plot against somebody else or to think that you can pray a prayer that somebody would actually fall into sin or fall into a mischievous way or fall into a harmful situation, that's not love. There is no love in that at all. That's thinking evil towards somebody. There's nothing good about somebody falling into sin. That's thinking evil of somebody. I don't want anybody to fall into sin. I don't want anybody to face sin. I don't want anybody's children to face sin. I don't want anybody's family to face sin. I want to tell you, sin is the most horrible thing of all. And we cannot have improper motives towards somebody else. Let me do number 10, and then we're going to stop for prayer for just a minute. But look at this. Number 10, it does not rejoice in iniquity. Love does not take delight when the quality of somebody else's life falls into harm way, falls into a manner of sin. It does not rejoice in iniquity. He said that. Think about what Paul is saying. He is battling these concepts with the Corinthian church. These aren't people that are just outside the church. He's talking to people inside the church. Can I talk to my church brothers and sisters for a moment? You think the devil's not plotting against us to cause these things to come into the house of God? Yes, he is. And he did it way back in Corinthian church, and he's doing it to us today. How much more important is it of us to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 again, beginning at verse number 4, and say, these are the true qualities of love. I've got to fit in this category. I've got to know that love suffers long. Somebody's being kind of ornery with me. I'm going to love them through it. Love is kind. I'm going to help. Love does not envy. I'm not jealous of what others do. Love does not parade itself. I don't have to highlight what's happening. Love is not puffed up. It's not infected. Love's not behaving rudely. Love is not seeking its own, doing this just so I can get a little pat on my back. Love is not provoked. Love does not think evil of anyone. And love is not rejoicing in iniquity. All right? Stay with me. I've got 5 more to give you. Let's come back in just a moment. Let's say some prayers today. That's who it was. Yeah. Roy Orbison said, love hurts. That's where it came from. You guys are good for me. It breaks it down, doesn't it? Yeah. It does too. Love hurts. He's the truth. Yes. Yes.
We want to pray for Danielle Burns Gamble. Okay. Her mama and best friend Rose is transitioning to her heavenly home. Mignon Sayre is having health issues. And we have an unspoken for Linda, Keith, Jimmy, and Norma.
Okay, let's remember these in prayer today. Let's take these to the Lord. Father God, we pray for the family of Danielle Burns Gamble, for all of those, her mama making this last transition. Lord, we just pray for this family right now for courage and for confidence. Lord, we pray for the completeness that you give into their hearts. Lord, that you would show them your love and your compassion today. Lord, wrap them around today. And we pray, oh Lord, for Megnon. Is that how I say that? Mignon. I'm sorry, Mignon. For the health issues. Jesus, right now, I just pray for divine healing in Mignon. Lord, I pray that you touch her with a power that flows from the very hem of your garment. Lord, when the woman with the issue touched the very hem of your garment, you said, for I have felt power flowing from me. So, Lord, I pray for the power to flow right now to me, Mignon. And touch her body. Lord, I speak to whatever virus or whatever sickness, whatever is ailment, whatever is ailing her right now, in Jesus' name, by the power of Jesus' name, let healing come into that body right now today. Lord God, there are unspoken requests that we have listed for Linda and Keith and Jimmy and Norma. Lord, we pray today you involve yourself, interact yourself into their lives. Lord, we pray that they would open up their heart and their minds to you, Lord, that they would see things they've never seen, they would hear things they've never heard, they would feel things that they've never felt, and they would know that the presence of an almighty God is walking with them today. We thank you for this. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Our Facebook sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Amen.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barber Dyson difference. BarberDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Kevin Akins.
Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord. We're just going to let you roll.
Roll with it. Roll and go with it again. Amen.
Roll for the rock.
Amen.
That's all you
Amen.
Say.
Fantastic. Well, before I get started, let me just encourage somebody. If you don't have a church home, if you don't have a church home and you're out there and you're just listening today and you want to come listen to a pastor that has a tendency to look at the scripture a little bit different than some other people, you're more than welcome to come to First Assembly of God. We're at 2701 South Randall. We have a lot of different activities. Matter of fact, one of our specialty activities, we have some specialty classes that take place. And tonight at 6:30 p.m., we have a specialty class. It is in reference to Alzheimer's. If you are a caregiver to somebody that has Alzheimer's and you would like some information about that, at 6:30, 2701 South Randall, when you pull into the parking lot, there's a big awning that is over our fellowship center, our family life center, and you're more than welcome to come in those double doors and join that. It's open to the public. You'd be more than welcome to come and be a part of that, okay? And we have a couple other specialty classes as well, but we also Sunday morning services at 10:30, Wednesday night services at 7, okay?
That was actually my unspoken prayer request for Amen. My new friend Keith, his Amen. Mom.
This group is a help group. It's a support group, and there's a great amount of information that goes out. There's a great learning knowledge. There's far more help for Alzheimer's than what you think there is. A lot of benefits go for it. So please, if you want some information about that, you're welcome to call our church at 225-1167. 225-1167. Speak to our secretary, and she'll give you the times about it. Or if you're listening, it's 6:30 on the second Tuesday night of every month. There, it's one of our specialty services that we offer. Okay, yeah. Amen. Fantastic. Hey, let's get back to 1 Corinthians. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're talking about the quality of love and what true love really is. Mixing that with what the world calls true love. We're talking about the qualities of God's love. These is Paul's instructions and Paul's directions. And he's actually speaking to church people, and he's actually having to go back to them and say, you guys have messed up on what love is. All the other spiritual gifts are great that are listed in chapter 12, but he said a lot of that will fade in and out. A lot of that will fade away, he actually says. But love never will. Love is what brings about all of those spiritual gifts. Now, we've talked about the first 10 that are listed in chapter 4 and 5. But let's go on just a little bit right now. And I tell you what I want to do. I want to go back to the actual scripture of chapter 13, book of 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to read to you verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. This is just the definition of love. And he says, love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity. And that's where we sort of stopped off right there. We're going to finish with it rejoices in the truth. I love this. We're going to turn it positive now. I'm through with the it does not. Now we're going to go into what it does. It rejoices in truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. So let's look at those last five and let's see what he's referring to. In number 11, it rejoices in the truth. It rejoices with the truth. So I want you to hear this part. As Paul is speaking to them spiritually, one of the things the Corinthian church was struggling with was with the Word of God. They were the first church that wanted to do away with the Old Testament law and not have any law in the church. And Paul had to come back to them and say, you can't do that. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. And he even recognizes the law together. So in that law is what we call the truth. What is truth? The truth is the law of God. That's what it is. Very simple question here. Well, what is truth? The law of God. Period. End of discussion. Just write it down. That's just what it is. And so many people today, even in our younger generations, they're looking for truth. They want truth. They're tired of the facade of religion. They're tired of the facade of makeshift magistries, and they want truth. They don't want a hierarchy. They want truth. And love, true love, rejoices in the truth. It rejoices in the truth of God. The truth of God is personified throughout Scripture. The truth of God is seen throughout the words of God. The truth of God is learned in the Scripture of God. The truth of God is what comes about. And when truth becomes so highlighted in your life, it begins to raise that love level up. It raises that love level. If you're struggling in your home with your kids, with your spouse, if you're troubling and it's just chaotic and dramatic as everything, put the truth back in your home. And once truth gets back in your home, love will become built in your home. If you'll practice this true love in your home, you'll realize that the Word of God, the truth, will come back to life in your home. There's not a greater feeling than when your teenager comes in with an open Bible and says, "Can you explain this to me?" I want to tell you, and I know I'm a pastor. I know I'm called of God, but that just highlights every single thing right there. I love hearing the testimonies of a parent who says, "We've been struggling with, you know, little Johnny for years and years and years, and he came out of his room today and he's had his Bible and said, 'I've been reading this. Can you tell me what this means?'" And it's kind of funny when they say, "Pastor, would you please look at what he read and explain it to him?" And I go, "No, you read it. You figure out what it means and you explain it to him. Get that truth back into your home." It rejoices in the truth. Love rejoices in the truth. Listen to this. Love bears all things. It covers. It protects. It endures, yes. But it, listen, when it bears, love bears all things. It covers a multitude of sin. Love looks at that sin and says, "I know that that's not that person doing that. That's a sinful nature doing that. So I'm not upset at the person. I just hate that sin. So let's love that person until the sin no longer dominates the person, but love dominates that person." It's been a downfall of the church that we see people come in and they give their heart to the Lord, but the minute that we find out that they regress and they stumble and they fall back into sin, then we have a tendency to look at them and we salute them and say, "Goodbye. You have sinned and fallen short of the glory. You have to start all over again. Ta-da. Get back at it. You do it. You no. It's our responsibility to love them and say, "It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. God still loves you. Listen, His mercies are new every morning. His mercies endure forever." And what is that? That's called love. And if God's doing it for me, then why shouldn't I do it for others? But we have in the Corinthian church, I'll do it this way so that nobody gets mad at me. In the Corinthian church, Paul had to look at them and say, "Would y'all quit casting out the sinners out the door and start bringing them back into the house of God so that you can truly love them? Show them what God's love's all about." These are the true qualities of love. If you're going to a church that kicks sinners out the door, then it's not a godly church. Whew. Said it. Not going to hide from it. It's the truth. Think about it. It bears all things. It bears through these. And then you go back to those gifts and say, well, this isn't active, that isn't active, this doesn't do this. You go back to the law, which is the real truth, and go, well, they're not doing this, they're not doing this, they're not doing this. And I agree, there are some people that really need to go through a little bit of reprimand to say, listen, you cannot come in here and thumb your nose at God and thumb your nose at God's rules and think that we're just going to ignore it. Love doesn't ignore it. It bears it. Love just sees it. Love is the one that looks at that and says, let me give you some instruction. Let me give you some guidelines. And if that person don't want to go through the instructions, doesn't want to go through the guidelines, then you start saying, well, let me try to do it a kind way. Let me try another way. Let me love you with every angle that I can think of to love you. And if they still, listen to this closely, if they continue to reject love, then they're rejecting God. And that's when discipline comes in. And even in that act of discipline is true love. But love quality says, I'm going to bear through it as I'm going to bear through it all. I'm going to love them through it all. Look at the next one, number 13. Love believes all things. I'm going to continue to believe for the positive in this person. I'm going to believe in the good thing of this person. I'm going to look for the good thing. I realize that they are rejecting a lot of it, and I realize that they're falling short of a lot of it, but where is the good quality? Where's the good part? Where's the good thing? Why are they even coming to this church? What are they looking for? What are they wanting in the middle of this? They got to have something out of this. Love is that love that comes in there and goes, hey, I found something that you're good at. I found something that you like. I found something that makes you smile. I found something. I found it. Why? Because I love you and I care about you and I want you to have eternity with God. This isn't about you becoming another number of our local assembly. It's about you becoming an eternity in the family of God. It's about lifting that person up. I just believe that they can make it. I believe that they have a willingness down inside. I believe they have a purpose. I believe they have a consistent friendship, or they wouldn't be coming back around. Let's stop kicking them out and find a way to love them in. Love them. Love them. Love them through it all. Look at the 14th, number 14. It hopes all things. One of the greatest weapons of Satan today, with a fiery dart that he loves to throw, is the dart that destroys hope. There's so much hopelessness. And I'm going to speak for our region right here, right around Elk City, and maybe it's where you are. And I know in times past, this beautiful station that I'm talking on today goes around the world. That's what I love about Wi-Fi. We are not limited to the FM distance of 100 miles. No, we are worldwide. And so wherever you are in the world, I want you to hear, there is a dark cloud that covers certain regions. And things that have happened in the past, I really believe in a lot of that it's all stirred up for one reason or another. Hatred came into this area that we live in years ago, hundreds of years ago. And it came in as hatred. And because of that hatred, there was a lot of death and there was a lot of slaughter. And because of that bloodshed and that hatred and that slaughter, today there is still a dark that hovers over, that constantly pricks into the hearts of minds and people and causes them to want to take their own life. And I'm very gently, and I want you to hear me, taking your own life is not a godly event, and it's not an excusable event. Please, please, if that's you and you're thinking about taking your own life, call somebody that cares about you. Call somebody that loves you. Call somebody that can help you. That's not the way to go. That is not the answer. That is not a positive exit out of this world. Talk to somebody who cares about you and loves you. Have hope. There is a future. There is a hope. I love it when God says in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I have great thoughts for you. I have good hopes for you. I have good intentions for you. And yes, that means you. Even though this spirit of death has pricked itself into your mind and your heart, don't listen to that. Let the spirit of life come back to you and have hope in life. Life is worth living. Hope for it all. This is the thing about hope that I want you to understand. Hope is balanced on words, where love is balanced on action. Love is those actions that goes to people and says, I see that you're hurting. I see that you're wounded. And I agree. I see that. I acknowledge that. But even though I'm here for you, I can't just say, well, just know that God loves you and everything will be fine. No, I need to put some action behind myself. And so let my words be my action. Can I help you find a way out of this? Can I help you find a place to go? Can I help you find an answer? Can I help you make a way? What do you want me to do for you today? Listen, there's hope in this thing. I don't want to give you a handout. I want to give you a step up. Come on. I want to make a way possible for you. There is hope in what takes place. Love doesn't just leave it absent. It doesn't do any good to tell somebody, I'll find you a coat, if you can't go find them a coat. It doesn't do any good if you tell somebody, I'll get you a drink of water, if you don't go find them a bottle of water. I think that's scripture, isn't it? Isn't that what the Bible tells us to do? I believe Jesus told us to do that. So really apply the love and make it happen. Number 15 is this. Love endures all things. It bears up under the persecution. It stands strong when it is conflict with another. It stands strong when there are personal feelings involved, when there's a reputation, when there is a priority, when there is property involved, when there's family involved. Love endures through it all. I promise you, the devil will not stop. People, I'm not speaking this into action. I'm not ignorant of his devices or his ways. I don't want to acknowledge him. He's been doing it a long time, and that's about all I'm going to say about him. Because no matter what weapon the enemy turns out to do you harm, God brings it to good every single time. And I know that when the enemy wants to come in like an overflowing wave against you, whew, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against it. What do you think that standard is that the Spirit of God's going to raise up? That standard is the truth of God's Word and the love of God. Those are his standards. And that's what makes a difference inside of us. If we're a believer in God, then let's act like a believer that we're in God. If we're a believer in his love, then let's show that love. That's the true qualities of love. It doesn't fail. It doesn't stop. Everything else is going to fail. Everything else is going to come and go. Everything else is going to use for this and use for that. Everything else has its position and has its priority. But if you use all of that stuff without love, it's nothing. If you try to use it without love, it comes to nothing. Love is the key quality of God. That's just what it is. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not through with this. I've got a whole nother part of this, and I'd like to come back and do a segment to this.
How about next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday sounds good.
Miss Neva, we got somebody for next Tuesday, so don't feel it.
If somebody wants to focus on that, next Tuesday I'll come right back, and I'll finish this up, okay? I want to tell you, I want to finish up now if I can. I want to pray for those people that are listening today. I want to pray for all of us to have love, but there's somebody out there that you've been overwhelmed with hatred. Hatred is like a stick of dynamite that has a fuse going to it. Hatred will explode. It's not that it might, it's not that it could. It will. As long as hatred is in your heart, it will explode. And here's the worst part about it, is that when hatred explodes, it hurts the people you're closest to. You may think it's not directed at them. You may think they're not involved with it at all. But that's what hatred does. It's designed to hurt. And the only way you're going to get hatred out of your heart is when you acknowledge that it's there, and you ask God to replace all of your hatred with all of the love that he can give you. That's the only way. Let me pray for you. Father God, I come to you today. And Lord, I pray for your love to just saturate the minds and the hearts of all who hear your words today. God, I pray that your love will surround us, that it'll wrap around us. I pray that your love will move us to do something for others. Lord, I pray that your love will cause us to love one another greater than we ever have before. Lord, help us to drive away the darkness of this region by each one of us loving more today than we loved yesterday. Let the true love of God, the true quality of God's love come into our heart today. And Father, I pray a special prayer. I pray today for those that have hatred in their heart. Lord, I pray that that hatred will begin to dissolve right now as I speak. I speak to that thorn of hatred, and that thorn of hatred has to leave. It cannot leave even the barb of the hook behind. Hatred has to go out of the heart and out of the mind. It cannot stay because the presence, because of the goodness, because of the kindness, because of the grace and the mercy and the love of Almighty God is going to fill that place where hatred was. Love's going to come in and change us. God, I thank you today for your word. I thank you today for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. I pray today, my prayer for you today is to choose divine design.
Amen.
Over dissolution and despair.
Amen.
You can read Proverbs 2 about that.
Amen. Amen.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Kevin Akins. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.